Okay. Carl Phillips is the author of 8 collections of poems, most recently Riding Westward. His many, many honors include the Kingsley Tufts Award, an American Academy of Arts and Letters Award in Literature, a Guggenheim, Pushcart Prizes, the Academy of American Poets Prize, and the Lambda Literary Award. His collections have been named finalists for the National Book Award and the National Book Critics Circle Award. He currently teaches at Washington University in St. Louis. In a world that feels more and more mistakable for machine, what I admire in particular about Carl Phillips' poetry is the way the reader can actually feel the action of the mind, maybe tortured, maybe seduced, but also beautiful, convincing. In Riding Westward, learned assumptions, as in what following is, or forgiveness, are interrogated at the moment where understanding might turn. The movement of these poems is the force of the sentence, and it is the sentence parts, whether by repetition or contradiction, which determine the poem course, often landing on or sweeping up an unexpected image. For example, in The Smell of Hay, a poem that moves from contemplation to suffering to memory and then loss, Phillips concludes, "On the window's glass, where the larger moths had beaten against it, a fine powder, a proof by morning I had only to blow across, and it flew, it scattered." This poetry inhabits the delicate and sought after, I think, space where the sides of an argument press. Between, for example, and as Phillips writes, "I'll break your heart, you break mine." It's a bit sad, feeling what abandonment may be, whether pleasure or pain, but it's fast and the reader is swept back into language and song. Whatever it is that makes the world dangerous and pleasingly complex, it's a great joy to introduce Carl Phillips.